Learning the Art of Allowing. You've spoken to us often of the Art of Allowing. Is that what you're speaking about here?
Yes. The Art of Allowing is what you most want to understand, because in deliberately applying it, you allow yourself to be all that you have become. And anything less than the allowing of you to be you feels less good. In other words, every contrasting experience causes an expansion of who you are, because the larger non-physical part of you always moves to that point of farthest expansion. But if you continue to look back to the events or circumstances or reasons that caused the expansion, then you hold yourself in opposition to the very expansion. You disallow it, and then you feel bad. The Art of Allowing is simply your allowing yourself, by virtue of your deliberately chosen thoughts, to keep up with the expansion of yourself. And since the expansion is happening, because the contrast of your time-space reality insists that it does, if you are to be happy, you have no other choice than to keep up. The broader non-physical part of you, to whom you have an eternal relationship, is one who loves. When you are not loving, you're not practicing the Art of Allowing. The broader non-physical part of you is one who knows your worthiness. When you feel unworthy, you're not practicing the Art of Allowing. Here's an opportunity to begin to understand another basic flawed premise of your society. This is the fourth flawed premise. I've come here to live the right way of life and to influence others to the same right way of living. And what feels right to me must be the right way of living for all. You did not come into this physical experience intending to take all of the ideas that exist and whittle them down to a handful of good ideas that everyone agrees on. In fact, the opposite was your intention. You said, I will go forth into a sea of contrast, and from it more ideas will be born. You understood that joyous expansion would be born from diversity. Since everyone wants to feel good, but there are so many things that others are doing that, as you observe them, you do not feel are good, it's easy to understand how you would come to the conclusion that your path to feeling good is through influencing or controlling the behavior of others. But as you attempt to control them through influence or coercion, you discover that not only can you not contain them, but your attention to them brings more like them into your experience. Your current society is waging a war against illegal drugs, a war against poverty, a war against crime, a war against teenage pregnancy, a war against cancer, a war against AIDS, a war against terrorism, and all of them are getting bigger. You simply cannot get to where you want to be by controlling or eliminating the unwanted. And who among you gets to decide which way of living is the right one anyway? Is the largest group the one that holds the knowledge, or is the group with the greatest capacity to kill the other groups the one who is right? Do poor people have the answer? Do rich people hold the key? Which religion is the right religion? Which way of life is the right one? Is it right to have children? How many is the correct number? And if a woman has children, is it appropriate for her to think of other things? Can she have a career? Or is she now obligated to think of nothing other than her children? How should a man treat his wife? How many wives should he have? The flawed premise, my group's way of life is the only correct way, therefore all other ways must be stopped because when I look at what I do not agree with, I feel bad, is the basis of the majority of unhappiness on your planet. Not only do those being pushed against feel the pain, but those who are doing the pushing feel it as well. In fact, the unhappiest, least fulfilled among you are those who are pushing against others, because in doing so, you are disallowing the most important relationship of all, the relationship between you and you. While it was your intention for new ideas to be born within you and to accomplish those desires, you had no intention of hindering in any way the desires of others. You knew that this world is big enough for everyone to create their own desires, and you were not worried about being hindered by your observation of their creations, even if you did not like what you saw, because you knew you had the power to focus upon what is wanted. And so, ridding your world of your personal unwanted was not necessary. You intended to decide what you want, and by the power of your focus and the law of attraction, to attract it, and to allow all others to do the same. You understood that diversity not only provides the basis of your strength and of your expansion, but of your very existence. Because if there is not expansion, existence cannot continue to be.